Tales of the Alhambra by Washington Irving. Copyright Burlington Books, 2010.
The Moor's Legacy. Chapter 1. Perigil meets a stranger. In a corner of the Square of the Cisterns, Plaza de los Aljibes, there's an old Arab well with cool, clear water. In the past, water carriers travelled up and down the Alhambra Hill all day to sell this water to people.
Who wants water from the well of the Alhambra?
They shouted.
It's cold as ice and clear as crystal.
One of these water carriers was a man called Perigil. He had many hungry children to feed, and his lazy wife spent all his money. But Perigil loved his children and always worked hard. Finally, he bought a donkey to carry his water jars, and his life was a little easier. At the end of a long, hot day, Perigil decided to make one last journey up the hill to collect water. He arrived at the well and saw a stranger there. He was a Muslim, in Moorish clothing, and he was ill.
"Please help me,"
the stranger said.
"Can your donkey carry me down to the town?"
Perigil helped the man on his donkey and took him to his house, but Perigil's wife was furious.
"Why did you bring a Muslim to our house?"
she shouted.
"It's dangerous for us. The Inquisition will discover him."
But Perigil didn't listen to his wife.
"This poor man is ill,"
he said.
"I can't leave him alone on the hill."
"I'm dying,"
said the Muslim.
"Take this box as a reward for your charity."
Then the Muslim died, and Perigil's wife cried.
"Now they'll think we killed him,"
she said.
"They'll send us to prison."
Perigil was frightened. He and his wife took the Muslim's body to the river Hanil to hide it before daylight.